This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I was the original. That's right. The first guy on the internet back in 1994 that said, guess what? You're doing this thing called a podcast. Say what? You're going online. Say what? Yeah. You're in 160 countries. Say what? Yeah. Coast to coast, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Second around Broadcast Network and around the world on the internet. I couldn't believe the internet. I couldn't believe the massive emails we'd be getting from like India and Istanbul and all kinds of places around the world. It was crazy. It was crazy. But now, of course, it's the norm. The internet's the norm. Of course, we got better than 200 countries listening worldwide, so I want to welcome everybody. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 41 years of radio existence. Of course, we do radio and some TV from the Sports Byline Studios, but the video is out. The Twitch froze, and the YouTube froze, and I'm not going to do it unless I can get this fixed this week or I can come up with some StreamYard. This will be my last show on Sports Byline. That's just the way it is. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm negotiating as I speak with the retired HBO godfather. He's got some time for us, but he says he wants to go out for his big walk, of course, on the Santa Monica Pier, and we don't want to interrupt his working out because, let me tell you, he works out seriously. The guy's 95 years old. Robert, we went to lunch one day, and we're having pizza, this and that, and he works out after. I mean, he's like, well, come on, man. He's doing these push-ups on the pier. Well, come on, Larry. I want to chill. You know, I'm in a food coma. After I eat pizza, I'm in, like, a food coma, right? Not Larry Merchant. He's ready to go. I guess that's what makes him rock and roll at the age of 95. Open phone lines once again around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. On the other side of the glass, of course, is the great Robert. He's taking care of business today. Thank you so much, Robert. Take it away.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water. Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
What's going on? What's going on?
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E,
recruiting.com.
My mom asked me to explain AI to her. Not the hype, the real stuff. How to use it to prepare for a doctor's appointment or a meeting with a financial advisor. How to use it to spot a scam before it gets to her. I looked around and nobody had built anything like that for seniors. So I did. AIClassForSeniors.com, a plain language course built specifically for people 65 and older. No jargon, no tech background needed, just real answers. AIClassForSeniors.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, when I worked at KNEW, KNBR, when I broke in the big times, of course, the big 50,000-watt station, the voice of the Warriors back then, the voice of the San Francisco Giants back then, dead air was a sin. Let me tell you what dead air is. You know, when you heard those long pauses when there was nothing happening, that is a sin in the world of radio. Let me tell you about KNBR. I was doing a show one night, and there was 3 or 4 seconds of dead air. And there's a hotline in the station, right? It's a red phone. I'm serious. It's a red phone, like a Batman hot phone. And that means the boss is calling. And that was Bob Agnew calling on the phone. He was freaking out that there was 3 seconds of dead air. He was freaking out. But around here, dead air is like the norm. And because you guys aren't radio experts, it doesn't bother you. But guess what? It's like sticking a fork in my eye. When things don't go right around here, it's like sticking a fork in my eye. Right now, I've got about 8 forks in my eye. And the only guy that can take the forks out is on the line from the Bronx. We're talking about Tommy D. Tommy D, can you take some of these forks out of my eye?
I'm going to do the best I can, Pedro. How's everything?
With 7 forks in my eye? Come on, man. And the show just started and the computer froze 3 times.
Jesus.
And, you know, and I went to the network head, the owner, the president. I went to everybody here. And they have no answers. They don't. They have no answers. They were going to bring some guy in this week to work on the Streamlabs thing. The guy said he was moving. He probably couldn't do it, this and that. Of course, they pushed it all the way to Friday. And then Friday, the guy said he was moving. Well, the guy said he was moving before he agreed to come down here. So he said, I might not be able to make it this week, okay? So he told him in advance, but they didn't tell me in advance. They told me that he would be in before Friday. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah. It's the doublespeak is unbelievable. It just is. And you've got it's not pontification. It's beyond being disingenuous. It just is. Is that they just want to pimp out hours here. They want hours on the radio. They don't care what's going on. They don't care if I'm throwing rocks at them the whole nine yards. Okay. It's just put hours on the radio. And I can't. I listen. I was a policeman. I've been shot at, Tommy D. I was some girlfriend's brother stabbed me in the neck one time, nicked my neck underneath the chin with a knife. So I've been through some perilous spots. As a cop, we've been rolling around with guns on the floor, that kind of good stuff. So I've been in some stressful spots. Guess what? I have more anxiety entering this studio, coming in here on the weekends, than I ever had as a policeman or as a boxer.
Wow. Wow. And isn't it like, I mean, just one IT guy, or maybe, you know, somebody that could just get it figured out.
They don't have an IT guy. They don't have an IT guy here. And what they tried to do was they tried to put the IT stuff off on Bailey Peck, who's the boss's son, who's on vacation for 3 weeks in Japan. We want to wish him a good time. We love him. He's a really good kid. But the bottom line is, I mean, I don't see an IT degree next to him, and you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. They won't bring in somebody with IT. They won't bring in a computer expert. I guess they don't have the money. But the bottom line is, if you don't have the money, you don't pimp me off and put me on there and make me sound like a buffoon. Listen, I'm spilling my guts now because this might be my curtain call here. But I'm telling you, I will say this again. The stress, when stuff doesn't go right around here, And you're already anticipating it going wrong, and then it goes wrong like three times within the first 15 minutes, and we're just 15 minutes into this. I mean, it's enough to psychologically break you.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely sounds like it's frustrating, you know, but...
It's frustrating on both ends, and it's got to be rough on listeners. Like, we have no video today. Okay, the video was like I turned on the video and Twitch and Streamlabs, and that's not going to work. So they've got a guy coming in here, and allegedly Daniel's buddy coming in here. He's a Streamlab guy. I mean, that's all we know is he's a stream. I guess he's got an IT something, but he's got some IT background. But the bottom line is he's a StreamYard guy. He's supposedly coming in, going to try to fix things this week. But the bottom line is if they would just
dedicate. And to getting it fixed one time, it should not be a problem. I mean, it's just something. I mean, it sounds like it's something. No, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it's something simple, but it's something money. That is just, you know.
It's money.
They can be fixed.
Maybe they don't have the money. Maybe it's, you know, apparently they don't have the money. Let's change subject from a bummer to a positive. Jesse Rodriguez is fighting next week. Bam.
Bam, bam.
Bam, bam. I thought it was bam. No?
Bam Rodriguez. I know. I just had to add the extra bam. But yeah, okay. Bam Rodriguez. He's definitely one of the bright spots in boxing. Definitely one of the bright stars and somebody that I can go and sit down and watch, and I'm going to be entertained, okay, you know, for as long as it lasts.
Okay. 23 fights, 16 whacks. Of course, he's pound for pound one of the best fighters in the world now at 115 pounds. What is the ceiling on him moving up in your mind as far as weights are concerned? Because believe it or not, a 115-pound fighter is bigger than a 112-pound fighter. People look at me like I'm nuts, but you can see a size difference. If you get a real 112-pounder and put him up against a 115-pounder, you can see the 3 pounds difference, Tommy D.
Yeah. I think he should definitely move up to bantamweight.
For the money?
You know, yeah. It's like these little guys – I know they're little, but the pound differential is not that much. It's like 3 pounds and maybe, you know, 5 pounds here.
I see, but you don't get it. That's what I'm just. I'm just trying to stress the point to you is that you don't get it, because I've seen guys go from 112 to 115 pounds and get mauled. In other words, the 3 or 4 pound difference is they were able to fight at a different level at 118 than they were at 122 because of the size differential. And 4 pounds makes a difference. And you're saying, oh, 4 pounds here, 4 pounds there. That's because you never fought.
That's true. But a lot of these fighters are fighting, you know, at smaller weights that they should be. Like, they think these are big guys that are killing themselves to fight at smaller weights. Some of these guys are more comfortable as they get up, as they move up in weight.
Yeah, well, they get more comfortable, but then they get softer. A lot of times he gets softer because he's moving up 4 or 5. Listen, Junto Nakatani was looking good at 118, then he moved up to 122, and he fought a passive fight against an Illinois. Is that a fair representation of his efforts, passive?
Yeah, I would say passive is very fair.
Okay. I could have got a little worse, but Rudy Hernandez might be listening. Rudy Hernandez might be listening. We don't want Rudy calling us on the phone, do we?
Because he's going to curse up and, you know, holy like a sailor.
Cow. Rudy, don't say, right? I go, Rudy, we don't say Mother Ducker with an F on the show. We say Mother Ducker. And he says, okay, Mother Ducker with an F about three or four more times.
That might have been the funniest I've ever heard. It was frustrating, I know, on your end, but at me in the background, oh, gee, yeah, I couldn't listen, help but laugh.
It was, what could I do? It was done. It was like, oh, it was better. It wasn't as good as what James Tony told us. Some dude called James Tony one night on KMBR. This was, had to be 1991 when Tony knocked out Nunn, won the title. And so he calls KMBR this late on a Saturday night. And he goes, you know what, James? I think you're a thug, blah, blah. And James goes, you know what, man? You can suck my wick. But wait. But he used the Mother Ducker as a predecessor. You know, Mother Ducker, you can suck my wick. So it was pretty, I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned. And this Chinese girl, Sheila Wong, she moved up to being like a vice president at KMBR from a producer, from answering phones. Anyway, but she was so shocked she couldn't hit the 6-second button.
Damn.
All right, so it went out over there. And that was another time when Bob Agnew called me on the phone. When there's, listen, you're sitting in the studio and this red light and this phone is there, like the bat phone, right? And when the certain line lights up, you know who it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's Bob Agnew and he's screaming. I mean, Bob Agnew would call and scream from, he'd be in the theater, like watching a movie, a play or a movie, this and have his earphone in there. He was so anal, it was unbelievable. But he'd call me on that hotline. That hotline rang a few times, but I miss him. I want to tell you this. I've had a good run in radio. It's been 41 years. And if it were to come to an end, I would start off with another platform. Of course, I'd join Tommy D's network, and we do something as far as that's concerned, and StreamYard and things like that. And, you know, I mean, I've got my clips and things like that, so I wouldn't be going by myself, per se. And you know, maybe it's that time. Maybe it's just that time because, you know, I don't think I can handle this. I just don't think I can handle the craziness anymore. I just can't. Listen, 31 months ago, they promised me they were rewiring the studio. 31 months ago. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That was the voice of the great Scott Cuddy. Let me tell you about Scott Cuddy. He died essentially 3 years ago, but he died really 4 years ago in the studio in the other room. I came in one night and things were bad, and I looked at him and he was in a sugar coma. I mean, a diabetic coma. He was like, he was unconscious in the whole nine yards, and somebody was here with the network, and I said, I'm calling 911. They said, oh, quote, I wouldn't do that, period. I did that. I have some EMT training. I called Scott. I called the 911 and Scott Cuddy, and when they showed up, this is what the paramedics told me a little bit later. 15 minutes later, he would have been dead. Okay, so Scott Cuddy was the guy that held this whole studio together. He held everything together. He wouldn't let me come into you guys. He wouldn't let me come into the studio until like 10 or 10:15, like 45 minutes before the show. He didn't want me getting stale in here. He was a control freak to an extent, okay? But he controlled everything, and everything was done. There was no screwed up computers. There wasn't backed up logs and that kind of stuff. He took care of everything. And since Scott Cuddy left, there's been nobody to take care of that kind of stuff. So that's why we're at where we're at here at Sports Byline. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Trying to change the subject to Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather had to sell a house a couple of weeks ago, the house that he had built in L.A. Of course, he built it himself, and he had to sell it for $4 million less than what he paid for it. I mean, come on. It sounds like he's hurting for money.
Big time. He's like, you know, this is what happens, you know, when you mismanage your money and you think you're, you know, better than everybody else, and you think you're invincible in some ways.
But he,
and,
listen, there's nobody more rigorous than him. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. I mean, he bought stuff and for absolutely no reason. And, like, he would go to games. Somebody showed me a clip of him at an NBA game or an NBA game, something like that, in Las Vegas. We had a briefcase with $1 million in it sitting ringside. He brought it just to bring it. He brought $1 million just to bring it, okay? And you know, we've got the impregnated hooker, I mean, the stripper, working at the strip club. Of course, he was dating her off and on for 7.5 years. I told you, Tommy D, when I went to Vegas, I went to the Johnny Taco Shrine. That's the Johnny Taco Gym. Of course, it was a shrine. I call it the Shrine up there in Las Vegas. But a few blocks away is Floyd's strip joint. So I stopped by Floyd's strip joint, and I went in there on two different occasions, and there was nobody in there. Robert wasn't in there. Nobody was in there. I mean, nobody was in there. Just some strippers. So wait a second. I said to myself, you know what? Pete, you're going in the daytime. Get one of your friends, one of your Las Vegas pals to go in there at night. So I paid somebody a couple of bucks to go in there at night a couple of different times and have a drink. And I said, did you go in there and have a drink? He said, no, I didn't want to waste your money. I said, what do you mean waste my money? He goes, the drinks were like 35 bucks, and there was nobody in there but strippers. So Floyd's running. If you got nothing but strippers and you got no customers, you got problems. But then again, betting $1 million here and $1 million there, I think he pissed away all his money, and I just don't think he's I never thought he was too smart. What did 50 Cent say? And I keep repeating this over and over again, but the bottom line is 50 Cent said, if you can read one book out of a Harry Potter book, one page out of a Harry Potter book, I'll give you $750,000. Well, Tommy D, you and I would have memorized that one page 1,000 times, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
$750,000, you got to be kidding me. I mean, yeah, and since 50 Cent did it in public, he was willing to do it. I'm willing to believe he would put up the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain what he's done with his money, but I would also believe that, you know, people took advantage of him as well.
But yeah, right? But here's what's up. That the Jewish guy with the Star of David, Jonan Rechtus or something like that.
Yeah.
He took him for $175 million. Floyd signed away his Gulfstream jet to this dude without Just sign. Listen, when you have a, you've never owned a car, Tommy D, but let me tell you about when you own a car or an airplane, something like that. They give you a certificate of ownership. It's like a, they call it a pink slip. Okay. So anyway, the certificate of ownership, your name is on it. You're like, you're the registered owner. You're the legal owner, unless it's being financed. Maybe a bank owns it or something like that. But the bottom line is, you are the person selling this item. Okay. So Floyd sells the jet, and he signs off on the bottom of this jet's the sales paper without knowing who's buying it and for what price.
Yeah.
No, think about that. Not yet. Really, give that some thought. I mean, here he signs a Gulfstream jet. What's it worth, like 50, 60 million bucks? Something like that, at least. Okay? So he gives away this jet, and he sells it, and he doesn't know how much money they got for it, if they got anything for it, because this Jonah guy ran off with all the money. And this Jonah guy was the same guy in 2016 that was implicated in fleecing those correction officers' unions. I mean, he fleeced them out of millions of dollars. So it was everybody knew what this guy was before Floyd was hanging with him. And Floyd said, this is my Jewish brother, my blah, 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 blah. Floyd kept bringing up the Star of David, the whole nine yards. This guy evidently ripped Floyd off.
Mm. Well, he's also suing on Showtime for like $340 million, too.
Yeah, well, you know, good luck on that one. I mean, I don't think Stephen Ellis, say what you want about Stephen Espinosa, and I met him a few different times. I don't think he's a crook. I couldn't imagine him being a crook. I mean, Floyd tries to say that they didn't pay him this, they didn't pay him that. He was the most overpaid boxer in the history of the game. No, don't laugh. Think about that. Who's been, I mean, come on, man. What titillating performance did he put forward? Do you ever see a fight like, do you ever see him involved in a fight like Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran, the first one?
Nope.
How about Duran and Moore?
None of them.
Exactly. It's all been boxing exhibitions. And, you know, Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, of course, that appears on the Saturday show. Tommy D is a Sunday co-host. He says that he's in the gym working with guys, and all they want to do is emulate Floyd. I mean, Listen, and I want to tell you, I'll tell you the truth on this one, is that everybody thinks that Floyd is great at what he does, everything he does. He isn't.
Well, I mean, he's obviously rubbed off, you know, the boxing, I guess, this generation the wrong way. I mean, like Sox says, people in the gym trying to emulate Floyd. But what about the, you know, the big-time boxers hit now, or the quote-unquote big names? Now, you know, they're kind of emulating him as far as, like, who they want to fight and being spoiled with all this money and wanting all this money to fight, you know, guys that the fans are not calling for. Well, you know, that's what Floyd pretty much did when he was so-called Money Mayweather. I liked Pretty Boy Floyd, right? It may sound funny I call him Pretty Boy, but that was his thing. Pretty Boy Floyd went in there, he boxed, he was defensive, but he went in there and he stopped guys. He went in there and tried to, you know,
dominate,
punish you. You know? But Money Mayweather was a totally different fighter.
Well,
you know, different mindset.
Having covered Floyd Mayweather ever since his tearful 1996 Olympics trials loss to Augie Sanchez across the bay in Oakland, California, I saw then, and I still see Floyd as an undereducated, emotionally challenged control freak who has conned a good portion of the populace into thinking that Floyd is great at everything he does, when in reality, he's not. He's illiterate. He's financially illiterate. You can't tell me that, I mean, Tommy D., If you built a house and you built this house and it cost you $20 million to build the house, you wouldn't sell it for $16 million, would you?
No, absolutely not. You know, that's crazy.
And a Gulfstream jet, would you sign off on a jet without knowing who was buying it and how much they were giving you?
No, not at all.
I mean, the way that goes down, they could have put one legal dollar in the top part of the paper, and that would have been sufficient.
Yeah. I mean, who are these people that are working for Floyd that put him in these situations as well?
Okay.
Right? Now, I mean, he's not one to just go ahead and sign his name. Somebody's got to be advising him.
Okay, the $64,000 question for Tommy D, are you ready?
Yeah.
How many Xanax tabs or Valiums is Floyd taking daily to deal with this stuff? Yeah, it's got to be stressful, man. Tommy D, you and I get stressed out here because of the sports byline BS. Imagine having the dagger stuck in you that Floyd does.
Yeah, just imagine he's got to deal with that, and then he's fighting. He's supposedly fighting Pacquiao, and it's going to be a real fight. You know, he's selling what matters to him the most, which is that and. I said this a while ago, and I'll say it again. If that fight is anywhere near close he is not getting a win, that O will be gone. They will give that fight to Pacquiao.
Okay. Did you ever meet Josie Harris? Do you know who she is?
She was
Floyd Mayweather's the mother of three of his kids. Of course, she died in 2020 of a drug overdose in her Valencia, California driveway. And people have sent me some inquisitions over the years asking me whether I thought that Floyd was involved in her death. Well, Floyd was in a different state at the time, so I don't know how he could have been involved with her death unless he gave her something. But the bottom line is, Floyd, he's the most despicable guy that's ever boxed, period. I don't think there's ever a guy that irritates me more that I wanted. And you know what? And the bottom line is you want to see him lose because he's such a creep, but he won't get in there with anybody that can beat him, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he did.
Maybe here, hopefully Pacquiao steps on his foot, knocks him to duck out. Man, he stepped on his foot. He can't run.
It's going to be he'll be taking some more Xanax after that.
Exactly, and some ibuprofen too. Anyway, but here's what's sort of funny is that the strip club in Vegas. I sent a couple of my guys there this week. They said it was closed Tuesday, and then I've been told the report it was closed for $32,000 in back taxes. Imagine that, $32,000 in back taxes. And now what I'm finding out even more is that this club wasn't a commercial venture, more or less. It was a place for Floyd to go and get off.
Wow.
You know, that and gambling, bro, those were his two vices.
That and bad investments. There's other businesses I think he started. I think he bought some property in New York and other places.
But here's what's up. He screwed a bunch of people. I think the government went after him and sanctioned him or told him he was part of a fake crypto scam. He got $1 million for that.
Wow.
Floyd's just not a good guy. We're going to take a station break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. I have my superhero in the other room, Robert, taking care of business. Of course, if he wasn't here, God knows what would happen. Bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We are putting together a website, thelastrealboxingwriter.com. That's what I'm putting together. Of course, I grabbed the domain. I'll have that up and running in the next 4 to 6 weeks. I'm writing articles on Substack right now, like doing a lot of stuff, writing non-boxing stuff, pro-boxing stuff, anti-boxing stuff, you name it. It's all going down there. Check me out. I'm at Pedro Fernandez with a whole bunch of numbers at Substack. Just look me up. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Or you check out my Facebook page, Pedro Fernandez or Ring Talk, either one, and you will get the link right there, of course, for all the Substack articles. Anyway, having had a Jekyll and Hyde relationship with a missing boxing trainer by the name of Irwin Bungie, of course, this after he threw me. Get this. Tommy D, I was an SF cop, a San Francisco policeman, and this guy threw me out of the police gym.
Why? What did you do?
Because I was kicking the snot out of some guy. Guess what? This guy, J.C., I went off on this dude. J.C. Camacho, what he did was he secretly wiretapped his girlfriend's phone, and we were having like some intimate hot talk, maybe phone sex, whatever you want to call it. Bottom line is we're on the phone, and he went and played this recording in a bar when a friend of mine called me on the phone from the payphone. This was back in the days when they had payphones, okay? He goes, hey, man, you wouldn't believe what's going on down here. I swear, he goes, JC's playing this tape of you and his old lady on the phone, hot and heavy. I said, you gotta be kidding me. He goes, no, blah, blah, blah. I said, anyway, I'll be down there in a minute. So I went down there and he was already gone, okay? So I didn't see him again until the gym. And of course, you know, I extracted revenge.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. But imagine that, man. Imagine that, Tommy D. You're going to tape your wife having phone sex with somebody, and then you're going to go play it for your partners at the club. What are you? Are you a sick puppy or what? You got to be a pretty sick puppy.
Got to be.
You do. Anyway, Dana White's impact on the sport of boxing. Of course, last night he had a card, and people thought it was pretty good, coming to us from the UK, of course, and we had Don King and Bob Arum go back and forth for years, and of course, Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren went back and forth for years, and now it seems like the war is between Eddie Hearn and Dana White. Is that what's going on? Is that the promotional war is being set up for the future?
I guess. I mean, I really don't know how to take Zuffa and Dana White right now, because right now, Zuffa is not giving me a bad pro. Now, I'll be honest, I did not watch yesterday's card in the UK. Okay. I wasn't really interested. But I have been pretty fond of what they've been doing, you know, on their card so far. The matchmaking's been good. They've been having some good quality fights. So I've been satisfied.
Okay.
I don't know what they're going to do in the future. You hear rumors of them signing, you know, these big-name fighters like Devin Haney and Shakur Stevenson. But who are they going to fight, right? So that's my deal with Dana White and Zuffa right now. You know what I'm saying? But
well,
other
you know,
than that, all
I'll
these promoters
go,
are the same.
But I'm gonna go back to the Dana White game plan, of course, with the UFC. We've got guys in the NFL making better than 50% of the money. The NBA makes better than 50% of the money. Okay, boxers get a whole lot more than 10% of a big fight, but yet the pay structure for a UFC card is 10% of the card. In other words, if the card generates $18 million. They're paying 10% of that, and that's legal pimping. Because I'm going to tell you, and I'll repeat myself. I'm repeating myself from the past. But as a cop, I knew one cop and one pimp in particular. His name was Leon. Okay, and Leon gave his girls 55%.
Yeah.
He gave her 55, and the other guys were giving them 50. So that's why the girls like Leon. Leon was giving them a nickel more per 100. Okay, but. He was a real pimp, and he was giving 50% to his employees. Dana White gives 10%.
That's terrible, and that's terrible. I don't think he can get away with doing that, you know, in boxing. But I don't know. I mean, time will tell. It looks like he's overpaying the guys that he signed so far. It's crazy. I mean, I'm hearing 60 million, 100 million for these guys, and they're overpaying. Who are they going to fight? You know, where are they going to get a return on their investments for these fights? I mean, I don't see it. I mean, time will tell, but I really don't see it. And you know, this brings up, like, so there's really nothing much to talk about in boxing this weekend. So I was looking at, you know, this talking about Dana White and Shakur Stevenson. You know, Shakur Stevenson talking about, like, he won't fight certain guys because they're his friends. You know, and I had to go back, and I was, you know, somebody put me on to something, and, you know, back to 1991. I don't know if you recall Simon Brown and Maurice Blocker.
Yep.
Those two guys were the best of friends. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were better friends than Shakur and Keyshawn and Raymond Ford and Hitchens and all these other guys. They were best of friends, and they said, you know what? Let's make money together. Let's go in there and fight. We both got a title. I believe one was the WBC champion at welterweight. I think Blocker was, and Simon Brown was the IBF champion. Yeah. And they went in there, and they beat each other up, and I think Simon Brown won by TKO. So these are the best of friends. And this is where boxing was, you know, was good. It was watchable. Like, now it's like, what do we got here? You know, in the social media area, these guys, the social media era, these guys talk and talk and talk. I want to be your friend. I love you and I hate you. And, like, get in the ring and let's fight. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to touch up and bring that up because, Pedro, these two guys are best of friends. If you put me in sock and you told us you're going to give us $5 million to go in the ring and beat each other up, sign me up.
Here. No, I know, but you would put it. But here's what's up. But you would put it aside because you realize what's going on. You know, you would be able to put that aside. Anyway, speaking of Simon Brown knocked out Terry Norris, knocked him out in the first fight, right? So I said to myself, I said, man, he got Terry Norris' number, blah 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 blah. So I went and bet $500 on Simon Brown in the rematch. You know how many rounds Simon Brown won in the rematch?
None, because I think he got stopped in like the
Did
he get stopped in the second round?
No, I don't think Norris got stopped the first time. I think Simon Brown went the route. I think he went the route, didn't win a minute of a round. I was sitting there 36 minutes, I think we went through that, at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. But yeah, Terry Norris, unpredictable guy. You know what? I saw him a few.
You know what? Sorry. It was Maurice Blocker that he knocked out. I got the wrong guys mixed up. You're right. I'm sorry.
But I will say this, that Terry Norris, when I saw him a couple of times at the International Boxing Hall of Fame, I know this sounds crazy, Tommy D, but I thought he was faking being damaged. Ask me why.
Why?
Because he was suing Don King.
Wow.
And I think that he was going on. He was saying that Don King took advantage of him and this kind of stuff, blah blah blah. And he was playing real stupid because I saw him like he was an ignoramus at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. He was like worse than me in this open earlier. I mean, stumbling all over. I mean, bad, bad, bad. And then I saw him like a year ago, and he's, hey, Pete, how's that? I'm thinking, wait a second. Nobody goes from like from adult, a DOLT, to a vibrant guy, unless he's on medication or he was on medication. What I'm trying to say is that I think Terry Norris, after he said that lawsuit, sort of got straightened. He sort of became a different guy.
Wow, Terry Norris, you know, he's more known. He had a good career, but he's more known for beating Sugar Ray than anything, right? So
yeah,
I mean,
but he beat Sugar Ray when Ray Leonard was like older than me.
Yeah, no, I get that, you know, but Sugar Ray hadn't lost since Duran. So I mean,
he lost to Hearns fight.
Of course he did, but I mean technically, like in the books.
He lost to Hearns fight. I was looking across the ring. I don't know if I told you this, but when I was in Colorado Springs at the Western Olympic Trials, Mark Brilliant was there training. And I said to myself, that's the guy I want to get a piece of. I think I hit him on the chin, blah, blah. I'm talking all this spit with an H. I'm talking all this smack inside my head. You know what I'm saying? Right? Then I got next to him, and good Lord, man, it was like he was a building. He was as big as a building. I'm not kidding you. And his arms were so long, I said to myself, I couldn't beat this dude if I had three arms.
Yeah, he was a really good fighter. And then I think He ran into what? Marlon Starlin?
Marlon Starlin. And of course, I had money on that one. Listen, I used to bet. Oh, man, I'm blowing it. But I used to bet on these fights. So I had bet on Starlin. He was 2.5-1 underdog, and he won that night. Of course, didn't Breland win the rematch or something like that anyway? But otherwise, Mark.
I think it went to it might have been a draw.
A draw, yeah. Mark was the best amateur I've ever seen in my life. A professional, he was okay.
Yeah, he was, you know, he's solid. I mean, but listen, think about it. We're talking about boxing back then. The quality, the matchups were much better than what we're getting right now.
Okay.
It's not even close.
Well, I have a picture on my phone. It says, I think they put a poll up on the Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and it says something like, do you still watch boxing? Are you excited about it? Maybe not so much. You watch MMA now instead. And a lot of people have switched gears to MMA in the world of Dana White and this and that, because it's right out there. I mean, there's all kinds of it. You get to watch it all the time. And if you're insensitive to human beings being slaughtered like I am, what can I say? I just think that taking those kind of blows, man, you can't. A human being is not meant to be kicked in the head.
Yeah.
And a human being is not meant to be punched in the head. But at least with boxing gloves, we have 8 and 10 ounce padding. You know what I'm saying? And in the world of mixed martial arts, it's like almost knuckle to knuckle.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Dana White, he had the card last night, of course, and I'll talk about that in hour number two. Now, Canelo Alvarez was making noise this week, called David Benavidez a couple of names, said that the reason why he didn't fight, he ain't fighting Benavidez, is that Benavidez can't make 175 pounds. Why does he keep putting his Mexican sandal in his mouth?
Because that's what Canelo does, man. And Canelo, the more and more he speaks, the more and more I look at him, and I don't see him as this great fighter that everybody proclaims he is. Well, I'm sorry. I just don't see it.
Well, I mean, you know, go on. I'm sorry.
No, I just don't see it. I mean, Mexican fighters, we know them for, you know, having big,
intestinal fortitude.
Machismo, right. And yeah, exactly. And for him, with the career that he's had and the names that he's been in the ring with, for him to openly just duck David Benavidez, that's not the Mexican spirit.
Well, I think he's ducked that Shiraz guy too. I don't think he wants any part. I mean, I wouldn't want any part of Shiraz, would you?
I know I wouldn't. No, me personally, no.
No, I just talk style wise, man. We're talking about Shiraz is a good sized guy.
He's a good fighter. Yeah. You know, I mean, but listen, Shiraz still got Adamus problems. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I know, but he got past that draw against. You're right. I thought it was a controversial draw, but he's shined since that event. Isn't he managed by the Sheik though? Isn't he managed by the Sheik?
He knocked out the guy that Canelo couldn't, and he knocked out Berlanga.
Yeah,
in his hometown.
Isn't the Sheik into that? Sheik into that guy?
Yeah, the Sheik is definitely.
Oh, then he's then the Shabazz. We wish the worst for Hamad Shiraz. I'm sorry, man, but you know, if you stepped in front of a moving subway train and had the Sheik with you, I'd be happy.
No, you can't say that, because you know what? Say what you want about Turkey, but I think Shiraz is a class act. I think he's a solid fighter.
Okay, all right.
He's very professional. Well, I like Shiraz.
If that's the case, if you want to back, will he push Turkey in front of the train for me?
Well, that, yeah, we could root for that, yes.
Speaking of
Shiraz. But I like Shiraz. He's very, very professional. You know, even with all the stuff he's taken with before the Berlanga fight and the way they were talking and everything, he was very professional. Came in there with a suit. You know, he's very, I think he's high class. And, you know, and look, he goes in there and fight. Listen, say what you want about the Adamus fight. I thought Adamus won. But you know what? He moved in weight. He looks a lot more comfortable in the weight. Yeah. So, you know, a credit to Shiraz. I can't dislike the guy.
Okay. Shakur Stevenson, we brought him up. Is he going to fight Tank Davis on Netflix, yes or no?
No. I don't know who he's going to fight. He don't want to fight his so-called friends. Who does he want to fight? I do not know. I like Shakur.
But didn't the Netflix all but announce it?
No, not that I've heard. I didn't hear this.
Hmm. Okay. And what about Dimitri Bivol after that pedestrian performance last week against a schmo? What are his chances against David Benavidez? Slim or none?
Slim and none. And slim is what is that? I can't do the
only
the
Don King can do it, baby. Let's run to a break, Michael. Let's run to a break, Robert. Anyway, I love you, Tommy D. I thank you for everything. You've been with me a couple of years. I can't thank you enough for spending the time with me on Sunday. Let's hope we can do it again.
Absolutely, Pedro. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Sports Byline.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
The bass of the great Alan Gorey, retired average white band bass player, founding member. Of course, they did a charity gig about 2 months ago, the AWB, the Average White Band, with Brent Carter, of course, on lead. Now Brent being the lead singer of the Commodores, formerly with Tower of Power. I mean, Brent's been around, but the bottom line is, Alan Gorey, I was wonderful being around you, no doubt about that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside looking world of boxing and MMA. I talk about that Dana White card, of course, stopped by Chris Billiam Smith. He is a 200-pounder, of course, from the UK. Now 22-1. Of course, big fighter taking on Ryan Zanocki. Of course, Zanocki not coming out for the eighth round. The other guy had won seven rounds, basically. Bottom line, it was a one-sided fight, and it was stopped. So the bottom line is good luck on him as far as the future is concerned. But he is a Dana White fighter, Chris Billiam Smith. The other fighter on the UK card that lost, it was a bit of a surprise, was Jack Massey. Lost to a guy by the name of Cleveland Clark. Clark came in at 11-2. The other guy came in at 23-3. Bottom line is big upset on the UK card. Of course, that was brought to you by Dana White and Zuffa Sports. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two, I'll talk about my Coke problem. That's right. I talk about going into rehab for coke and that kind of stuff and how I blame Larry Merchant. And I'll go into that in detail. Of course, Larry Merchant's not here to defend himself. But the bottom line is I'm going after Larry in hour number two. And I've got all kinds of other stuff in line. Of course, And at 40 minutes past there, I will go back in time to 1989 to when I spent some time with the great Ray Charles Leonard training, of course, for the Tommy Hearns fight that he ended up losing. It was called a draw, of course. That was in June of 1989, but we were training in May of 1989 in West Palm Beach, Florida. That was an experience I'll never forget. And I got to tell you, after watching Ray in the gym, I thought, and watching Ray play basketball and baseball, and I didn't see him do football, but the bottom line is he played football for a while. He is the greatest athlete I have ever seen in my life. Straight up, this is hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, putting it in the can. Robert's in the other room taking care of business. Of course, this is a two-hour show, so we've got an hour coming up after the six-minute news right here on Sports Byline. So stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio. And there's a new network, and I forgot it, so I'll do it in hour number two. Sorry. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hollywood, never be my style.
Semper Vivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. Friday night brings Game 2 of the NBA Finals between the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs, which the Knicks lead 1-0 after their 10-point win on Wednesday night. Once again inside the Frostbank Center, this is not a must-win for San Antonio, but it's a must-win for San Antonio. That's not because the Spurs can't rally from being down 2-0. It's because the Knicks are just that hot right now. Last update, I talked about Jalen Brunson being a big-time player in a big-time city doing big-time things who only gets bigger when the lights get brighter. Well, they got brighter, and so did he. After having two scares with his leg in the first half and to begin the third quarter, Brunson added to his storybook postseason with a fantastic fourth quarter. 13 of his 30 points came in the fourth, and the Knicks closed the game on a 10-0 heater. And once again, the home arena of the home team sounded like the denizens of Madison Square Garden and moved in. Their 12th straight victory during this run, 11th by double digits, and 7th in a row on the road by 10 or more. And even though he's getting all the shine, Brunson isn't doing this alone. The entire Knicks lineup and bench was all the way up, as they have been for the past 12 games. Karl Anthony Towns could not have been better in Game 1. He excelled on both sides of the floor, garnering a double-double and, more importantly, limiting what Victor Wembanyama could do offensively. Josh Hart has been the heart of the Knicks during these playoffs. 15 rebounds, 6 assists, a block, and 4 steals in 27 minutes, with 2 of those steals coming in the fourth quarter and setting up Brunson field goals. Despite struggling early, OG Anunoby came alive offensively in the fourth quarter with his back-to-back three-pointers providing the proverbial boot on the Spurs' collective throats. And it didn't have to be that way. The Spurs had the lead several times, including double digits in the second half, but fumbled it away. Actually, they threw it away. The bane of my existence during these playoffs has been poor shooting, and more so, poor three-point shooting that was either ill-advised or rushed down the floor. And it got the Spurs when they were up 14 in the third quarter. And it's too bad, too, because rookie Dylan Harper once again put on a show, looking much more seasoned while taking on Jalen Brunson, much like he did SGA, with no fear and cold intentions. Harper's lack of playing time in the fourth quarter as head coach Mitch Johnson yielded to De'Aaron Fox needs to not happen again for the rest of the series, at least until the son of Ron cools off. San Antonio has won 74 games this year and just took down defending champions Oklahoma City in 7 games. Coming back from 2-0 was not impossible, but the way this version of the New York Knicks is playing, it's improbable. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
If you're losing calls, missing leads, or spending too much time chasing customers, this message is for you. Create Assistance helps businesses answer every call, text, and message 24/7 using AI employees without hiring more staff. We handle bookings, follow-ups, reminders, and customer communication all inside one simple system built for small businesses. Stop losing opportunities after hours. Visit createassistance.ai and book a quick call today. We look forward to hearing from you.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I was the original podcast. When they went on the internet the first time, that's right, back with the Talk America Radio Network, I was the guy who did the first boxing sportscast. Bottom line is rocking and rolling, of course. 41 years after our creation, back in 1984, doing radio course with Charles Day down there in Florida. But straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I am Pedro Fernandez. I am your award-winning host. Of course, I won some awards for my writing, I'm a pretty good fighter at one point in time. I could fight. I won 4 Golden Gloves, was ranked nationally, and of course, at one point in time, I thought I was vying for the 1984 Olympics. I mean, I really did. I was in the Western Olympic Trials and made it all the way to number 13, but, you know, I fought guys who were better than me. Believe it or not, when you fight guys that are better than you, it's like sort of blows you away because you could beat guys up locally. I went down to the valley here, the San Joaquin Valley, and I beat up a bunch of guys to qualify for the National Golden Gloves at 147 pounds because I wanted to move up in weight. I figured, listen, if I can win titles at 139 in junior welterweight, I can win titles at 147, right? Just moving up, it's only 8 pounds, no big thing, right? I got licked like a stamp. Size matters in two things, Robert. Pornography and combat sports. And guess what? This was combat sports big time. Anyway, Ernie Chavez, who went on to fight Meltzer Taylor as a professional, of course, the Olympic gold medalist from 1984, he hit me so hard that when I got up and I looked across the ring, Robert, there was 8 guys standing there. Not 1 guy, 8 guys. Wait, and then I looked at the referee for help because he's supposed to help me, right? Look at the referee for help, and there's 3 referees there. So which referee do I address? 3 referees, 8 guys in the ring. Wait a second. That's 12 guys. There's only supposed to be 3.
We've got a problem here. There's 9 more people in this ring than there should be. Why? Because my brain was scrambled. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. There's some insight into the world of boxing. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll be telling stories this hour, and in 40 minutes past the hour, we'll spend some time with the great, great Charles Leonard.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed and smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, all of us are just footnotes in a long book, and boxing will carry on without us.
That was a retired HBO godfather, Larry Murch. Of course, that was at the end of HBO around circa 2012, 2013. Let me tell you this. When HBO went off the air, I wasn't getting big money when HBO went off the air, but around the year 2000, that kind of stuff, man, I was like pimping in cash. I'm telling you, I was getting big money from HBO. I was commuting to Las Vegas like once a week to do a radio show at the Imperial Palace Hotel. The Imperial Palace was putting me up. I had my own suite down there. I mean, bottom line is, I had it going on, but that was the 1990s. Of course, that was the days of newspapers and things like that. And of course, since then, I don't know. I mean, you know, the internet was supposed to make people smarter, but I'm not so sure it has. Anyway, bottom line is, let me tell you about me having to go into coke rehab and why I blame Larry Merchant, okay? Robert, you listen to this. As most of you know, and probably don't care to admit, not only is sugar as addictive as any narcotic pre-fentanyl, it has killed more people in the United States than drugs and car accidents and a whole lot of other stuff combined, Okay, so sugar is like number three on the list of what kills people. Number one is high blood pressure. Number two, smoking cigarettes. No surprise there. Number three, high blood pressure. Woo! Anyway, bottom line is, you know, as it turns out, I went to a party at Larry Merchant for Larry Merchant February 6th. It was his 95th birthday party, and everybody in the place was doing coke. And you know, when I go to parties and people are doing coke, it sort of makes me uncomfortable because I kicked coke and I sort of didn't have to go to rehab this way. But the bottom line is, with this addictive stuff everywhere and on almost every table, I fell off the wagon and have recently sought help by entering an outpatient rehab. And you know, and some people like Colombian coke, not Pedro. I prefer Mexican coke. And you're already thinking, oh boy, the white powder. Bottom line is, I prefer that over Colombian Coke and Coke from the United States. Bottom line is, there are some 12-ounce bottles thrown around this studio, my house, my car, this is it. I've got these 12-ounce bottles of Coke laying around. Bottom line is, and then there's the unsettled sleep that goes along with it. So, you know, at the end of the day, a friend of mine who got hooked on cigarettes told me that eventually cigarettes killed him, that cigarettes were his best friend. And while I don't have any sugar issues with my health, the craving I have for a sugary drink, Robert, at times certainly rivals that of any strung-out cocaine addict. No doubt about that. Straight up, I told you we've got a new website coming up in the coming weeks. It's called TheLastRealBoxingWriter.com. We hope to rock and roll with that. Now, several years ago in San Francisco, of course, we talked about that many times while I was an SF cop, and I was boxing here and won 4 Golden Glove Championship and represented San Francisco and South San Francisco in the Western Olympic Trials, where I lost the decision on my feet. Bottom line is, finished every fight that I had in 52 fights on my feet. Didn't win them all, but I finished them on my feet. Bottom line is, I had a Jekyll and Hyde relationship with a missing boxing judge. His name was Irwin Bungie. And the reason why I had this not-so-good relationship with him, of course, I was an SF cop at the time, but he threw me out of the police gym for lumping up J.C. Camacho. Now, who was J.C. Camacho? I talked about this a little bit in hour number one. But J.C. Camacho was a guy that had secretly taped some phone sex between me and his ex-wife. Okay, so revenge, I had to get revenge. I had to get it. So years later, the late Eric, I mean, I just had to. So I got my revenge sparring. That's what I did. And then Irwin Bungie, the guy that ran the boxing gym, the PAL boxing gym, of course, the civilian police department employee, he threw this policeman out of the gym. I've never been heard of before, but he threw me out and I couldn't train there. Bottom line is, I found some other place to train. And of course, I continued to win. But the bottom line is, Irwin Bungie went missing. And how did I know? The late Eric the Prince Martin called me, I think that was October 17, 1988, and of course that was like 13,000, almost 800 days ago. But the bottom line is, you know, nobody's seen Irwin Bungie since, and that him or his white 1985 Chevy Blazer with a license plate, we have that. See, and I always thought that the car would surface. I mean, being an ex-cop and being a licensed private investigator, that kind of good stuff, you can check my stuff out at AAA Discreet Investigations.com or AADINV. Bottom line is, you know, I thought the car was going to surface. I mean, it was a Chevy Blazer. It's not everywhere you can hide a Chevy Blazer. But then again, you can get a saw and chop it up into pieces and that kind of good stuff, I guess, if you want to go to extremes. And, of course, getting rid of a body ain't that tough. But getting rid of a Chevy Blazer, that would have been, you know, a little bit more of a chore. But, I studied some missing person cases over the years, and the car shows up. But the body, they never find the body. A lot of times they find a car. Anyway, he was a reputed coke king. I'm talking about Irwin Bungie. He was doing deals of cocaine involving pounds and kilos, 2.2 pounds, that kind of good stuff. Anyway, this reputed coke king was getting SFPD cash. What do I mean? I was on the SFPD payroll as a cop. Listen to this. The director of boxing for the San Francisco Police Athletic League was in real life an alleged mega dealer, as Irwin was doing deals involving multiple pounds of cocaine. And nobody knew. Not me. Maybe that's why he threw me out of the gym. That's maybe why he didn't want me around. But I didn't know, and not Paris Alexander. Paris was one of those guys that fought for him. Of course, you know, Bungie's, his zenith as a corner man in boxing was when he was in the corner of Henry Martinez in the 1988 Seoul Olympics. Of course, it was over there in Seoul, Korea, when Henry Martinez represented San Francisco and El Salvador at the same time. Bottom line is, Paris said none of us knew what Irwin was doing. He was just a boxing coach. But he wasn't as smart as he thought. Okay, he just wasn't. Because he had these two small businesses and he used that as a front for this cocaine trafficking. But nothing could top him having a check and getting a check and an SFPD civilian ID card Then I mean, that's the biggest scam ever. I mean, think about that. This guy had like a free pass. I mean, when he got pulled over, he pulled out the police ID card. Boom, they let him go. That means when he, anytime he came in interaction with the cops, he showed them the ID card. Boom, they let him go. I mean, the bottom line is this guy was a pimp and super fly like you would not believe. You would just absolutely not believe it. Anyway, it's been 13,765 days since Erwin Mungie was last seen. I'm going to say, rest in peace. You got to, right? He's got to be dead. I mean, we can't be alive. I mean, and the bottom line is, you know, he was, I think that's why he threw me out of the gym, because he was a cocaine kingpin and I was a cop. I just think, I mean, I never thought about that. It never crossed my mind until this week when I was thinking about it. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm going to tell you this. Anyway, let's go back to 1990. 1990 to 2013, I was writing for other people to read as much as 6-7 days a week. And during that run, I had a blast poking fun at people. Me? Making fun of people? You got to be kidding. So one night, Johnny Boz, the late Boz, Johnny Boz, a matchmaker from New York City originally, and he died in Florida. But the bottom line is, he and I ran a game on then-recent birthday boy Mike the Body Snatcher McCallum, the best junior middleweight in the history of boxing. Of course, he beat Tommy Hearns up in the gym all the time when they were stablemates in Detroit. And Emmanuel Stewart told me if there was anybody that had Tommy's number, it definitely was Mike McCallum. So get this. I'm in Florida with Johnny Boz. I'm setting up a remote broadcast of Ring Talk Live Worldwide from Oceanside Hotel. Of course, Boz is with me. We're doing this on the Talk America Radio Network. We've got two stations, one in Las Vegas and one in Lofa. I think we had 100 stations at that point in time, but we got the two stations in Las Vegas beaming our signal in there. So we set Mike up with a phone call. Johnny calls and schmoozes Mike McCallum and tells him, hey, guess what? In an hour, we want you on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, blah, 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 blah. It'll be on this station. We'll call you. And Mike says, okay. And let me tell you this. There was one thing Mike McCallum was real touchy on, and that was his age. So for the record, Mike McCallum says he was born in December 1956. Wink, wink, I don't know. So we have Mike on the radio, and we don't mention his upcoming birthday. We say goodbye. We say, you know, and then we go to a commercial break. And when we come back, the game is on. What do? We scripted a game to bait Mike. I kid you not. So anyway, after the break, and knowing Mike is listening, I asked Johnny Boz, do you think reports of Mike McCallum being born in 1949 are legit? I said, another source said it was 1947, right? All of a sudden, 30 seconds later, the 800 line, according to my producer, is jumping. And I told him, don't take any falls. Don't take any calls. Don't take any calls. It'll be Mike McCallum. So Mike's blowing up the phone, and nobody's answering, okay? So I'm messing with Mike McCallum, and guess what? Messing with his mind, and it's working. So I pushed him off center a little bit more by saying, John, are you saying that the Golden Gloves, that Mike was like almost 30 years old when he won the Golden Gloves when he said he was 19? Johnny Boz's response, and Mike McCallum must have went absolutely berserk in his Las Vegas home at this point. That's what I heard, Pedro. All the Cubans lie. The Russians lie about their age. The Colombians lie about their age. I guess we got to add the Jamaicans lying about their age. Anyway, as I said, he's blowing up, absolutely blowing up the phone line, okay? So I tell the producer, I said, guess what? Let him through. So he lets Mike through, and Mike's like steaming. There's steam coming out of both ears. I guess he's freaking out. He's ready to like, we'll absolutely go crazy, right? So anyway, we come back from the commercial break, and we're playing Happy Birthday. We play Happy Birthday to Mike. Folks, Johnny and I just, this is what I tell my listeners. Folks, Johnny and I just ran a little game on our birthday boy, Mike McCallum. This week is his 31st birthday. We wanted to wish the best fighter in the world, Mike McCallum, a happy birthday from all of us at Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stunned, McCallum sort of got emotional, and then he thanked us. You know, fast forward to 2026, of course, Mike was the very best of the best. He died a year ago, last week, I think, and I want to wish his family the very best. I mean, because this guy was... He was just a noble guy. He was an honest guy. And, you know, you could look at him, and if he couldn't tell you something, he wouldn't tell you. In other words, he didn't lie. Guys BS you, and they lie to you. He didn't have to. Mike was real. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 minutes past the hour, we'll go back in time with Ray Charles Leonard.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now,
We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
The great wire-haired wonder himself, of course, talking about the promoter extraordinaire, Mr. Don King. When I named him the King of Nap, I thought he would be offended, but he wasn't. The King of Nap, of course, nobody had a nappy head much like Don King. I mean, his natural is like unbelievably unique and one of a kind, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city of Leather Bay, San Francisco, California. Things are rocking and rolling, you know, they have been for in the world of boxing. Not as well as I want them, because I think that one of the flag bearers in boxing has dropped the ball. Of course, I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, and I'm of the opinion that Mexican fans are stuck on stupid when it comes to Canelo Alvarez. Of course, I'm talking about the expose I wrote at Substack.com. That's right. Substack.com is Pedro Fernandez 393511. But the bottom line is, being of the opinion that Canelo Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez, is a pompous prick whose prime was yesterday, I can't understand why Mexican boxing fans can't or won't face the fact that the 30-year-oldish Canelo, has been reduced to a cherry picker at best, maybe, or a coward at worst. You tell me, which is it? Bottom line is, you know, these Mexicans don't like David Benavidez, even though David Benavidez is half Mexican. Why? Because he's an American Mexican. A Mexican American got Ecuadorian blood. Bottom line is, you know, the Mexican fans for a long time were saying, Quien? When I asked them when Canelo was going to fight, Canelo was going to fight David Benavidez. And they, Quien means who? Who? Well, they can't say who after David Benavidez literally destroyed Mexico's cruiserweight champion. Talk about Zerto Ramirez. Of course, that was on May 2nd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, with me being ringside. Bottom line is, Canelo couldn't even watch him. That's right. Canelo Alvarez, you know, they were hoping Zerto would eliminate Benavidez because Benavidez was like considered like to be the smaller of the two guys, and actually maybe he might not be. But the bottom line is, during the actual fight itself, Canelo was hiding in the bowels of the T-Mobile Arena, away from both his fans and any TV cameras. Why? Because it was obvious to everyone there that Canelo Alvarez wasn't man enough to even watch Benavidez slay his fellow Mexican Zerto Ramirez ringside. Either language is still chicken spit with an H. Depending on your origin, Canelo's either Mr. Chicken or Senor Pollo. Let me remind the fans that for the better part of 7 years, when Benavidez was the WBC champion at 168 pounds, the interim champion at 168 pounds, or the number one contender, mandatory contender at 168 pounds, Canelo, with the aid of the World Boxing Council, or the world of bunko and chicanery, and of course, and their chief, Mauricio Suleiman Suleiman, because they avoided David like he was HIV. Like he was COVID, something like that. Think about this, folks. This was a setup. Somehow, the WBC, without any warning, drug-tested David Benavidez and found cocaine metabolized in his system. In other words, he had done some cocaine in the last week or so. This was not close to or surrounding a fight. And yet, without a rehab option, something the WBC has put into every other drug case I can recall, that's right, every other drug case I recall, the fighters went to rehab and didn't get their titles taken away. Well, guess what? They took the title away from the monster and gave it to Canelo. And in the 5 years since, Suleiman, or Mauricio Suleiman, has managed to keep the obviously frightened Canelo Alvarez, away from the Mexican-American citizen. I'm talking about David Benavidez. And the Mexican, you know, the Mexicans dog David like they did Oscar, man. And while Benavidez has been trying to attract fans by both winning and doing and saying the right things all at the same time, bottom line is the stuck-on-stupid Mexican boxing fans, they sort of resist him because he's Mexican-American, as I said, with Ecuadorian blood. In 1990, when Oscar De La Hoya was an amateur, I saw the same resentment in some Spanish-speaking Mexican fans. Pauline Malignaggi. We've heard this clip here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, he was talking about Canelo. In the history of boxing, Canelo Alvarez ducking David Benavidez is the biggest duck job in the history of boxing. If you look back at the different eras, nobody has ever ducked anybody like Canelo Alvarez has ducked David Benavidez, period. Nobody, end quote. And why do I speak? That's just the truth. I mean, think about that. It's the greatest duck job of all time. It was the WBC involved by stripping him. I mean, why didn't they send him to rehab? Why didn't they send David Benavidez to rehab? He ended up going to rehab, but why didn't they send him to rehab? Because that's what they did with all the other people. Because by stripping them, they were able to give the belt to Canelo. And, of course, in the 5 years that have taken place since then, they've gone nowhere near Canelo. Don't even want to be ringside when he's kicking a fellow Mexican's ass. So the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez, if you spelled it Canelo with an O, it would be masculine. See, the O means masculine, Robert. If you spell it with an A, Canelo with an A, it means feminine. So what I'm trying to tell you is I think that that's where it's at. Bottom line is I think he's a punk-ass bitch. And in recent years, I think Canelo Alvarez has been, I'm going to say, he should be wearing, hey, if I saw a picture of him in a tight miniskirt, maybe a pink one, I'd believe it. I just would. I mean, that's what I think a coward is. Of course, he says this week that it's Canelo. I mean, that David's too big now for him, and he blah, 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 blah. I remember at one point in time, they were going to fight at 168, and David says, and Canelo says, you know what? He's going to gain too much weight. I want to put a weight limit on it. So David Benavidez says, okay, I'll do the weight limit. I can't rehydrate past a certain weight. I'll do that. And then you never heard from Canelo ever again. This is when they were supposed to fight. So with the WBC's aid or blessing, whatever you want to call it, sanctioning, non-sanctioning, the bottom line is, you know, they do what they want for their own. And they really do. I mean, listen, I had faults with Jose Suleiman. I was his private envoy a couple of times when I ran around the world for him. Of course, he sent me to help Alexis Arguello. When the Nicaraguan hero was hooked on crack cocaine, of course, I went down there, and it was all on Jose Suleiman's budget. I mean, he sent me down there. He gave me $40,000, Robert. Jose Suleiman gave me $40,000 to go down to Nicaragua, Managua, Nicaragua, and fly Alexis Arguello and his entire family back to San Francisco to put him in drug rehab here in the city by the bay. And, of course, Alexis has been retired 10 or 15 years, but he wanted to bring him back here, put him in rehab in the city by the bay, and rent the Arguello family a house. rent them a house. I would rent them a house where they could stay while he was in rehab. Bottom line is, we're going to do this. And at the last minute, Alexa said, I don't want to. But I don't know. You know, I did stuff for Suleiman. I remember flying one point in time, he flew me to Istanbul, and I never left the airport. I mean, I had airport. I delivered a lot of envelopes. Harold Smith, I was an envelope guy for Harold Smith. I delivered envelopes around the world, and I would get like $5,000 or $10,000 to deliver an envelope. And sometimes I never had to leave the airport. In Istanbul, I never left the airport. I never saw what the country looked like. I didn't. I had no idea. And then one time in Mexico City, it was in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, this guy had such juice, this gangster had such juice that he met me on the jetway. That's how connected the mafia was. Of course, I was dealing with those guys back in the day. But I would deliver envelopes, and it was sort of cool when you deliver envelopes, because all it is, I mean, it's an envelope. I don't know what's in it. There ain't no money in it and things like that. It's just a letter. Anyway, Suleiman had me go around the world, deliver a couple of those letters. And, of course, he flew me to places like Aruba, where I spent a couple of weeks in Aruba, kicking back, of course, on the WBC's dime. And then he flew me to Managua, Spain? I think it was something like that. Not Managua, Spain. I can't remember the city in Spain, but we had a big party, a WBC convention in Spain. Of course, he flew me around the world. We went to China. Bottom line is, Jose Suleiman and I had a relationship of respect, of course, and I lost a little respect for him, of course, when he took the title, the WBC 175-pound title, when he pulled some political bullspit. Of course, this would almost cost him his ass, $25 million in a judgment, plus. But the bottom line is, he took the title away from Graciano Rocchigini. Rocchigini was a German, and he was the 175-pound WBC light heavyweight champion. Well, guess what? The number one contender for that title was the American Roy Jones. Of course, at that point in time, Roy Jones was untouchable as a fighter. He was the best fighter in the world, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt about it. Of course, he got his comeuppance a little bit later with Antonio Tarver and things like that. But the bottom line is, at this point in time, Roy Jones was just unbeatable. He was. I mean, he was. And if you look at the entire spectrum now and the fact that, you know, boxing in 2026 has been reduced to Shakur Stevenson, Floyd Mayweather lookalikes. I mean, at one point in time, you know, I thought this guy, Tank Davis, because he's a street urchin. What I mean, he's a ghetto kid. You know what I'm saying? Kid from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I thought that maybe he had enough ghetto and ability that he could maybe Harry boxing on his shoulders for a little while. In other words, be the face of boxing. Of course, be a somewhat of a dysfunctional face of boxing. But then again, sometimes we haven't had Rhodes Scholars leading the world pound for pound in the world of boxing, okay? So it ain't going to happen now, okay? But I'm looking at the current landscape right now, the current worldwide landscape, and I see that I think that David Benavidez is the best fighter in the world. Of course, Mike Tyson and I agree on a whole bunch of things. We agree that Robin Gibbons should have her name spelled R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe. We agree that marijuana is better than alcohol. And we both agree that sugar is definitely a narcotic. I talked about that a little bit earlier. And, of course, the cravings that I have for sugar, you know, it's not that much, but I can sit there at night. Going back to this Pepsi addiction, this Coke addiction, I can sit there at night and I don't think about getting laid. I don't think about getting high. I don't think about nothing. I'm thinking about a Coke, a Coca-Cola. I mean, come on, man. You got Robert shaking his head in the other room, but that's just the way it is. I mean, that's where I'm at the age of my age, late 60s. Bottom line is, dreaming of a Coca-Cola. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. If you'd like to join me, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll set it up. But the bottom line is, we're going back in time. I think it's May of 1989, to be exact. Of course, we're in West Palm Beach, Florida, training at this PGA golf course. Of course, Ray Leonard getting ready for the rematch with Thomas the Hitman Hearns at a weight that was way too big for Ray. I think they fought at 165 or something like that. But the bottom line is, Ray Leonard was a welterweight. He never was anything bigger than a welterweight. Of course, the greatest welterweight in the history of boxing, no doubt about that. And who told me that? The great Sugar Ray Robinson. Ray Robinson went undefeated as a welterweight, 147 pounds. Never lost a fight. Yet he told me, quote, in 1984, that Ray is a faster, harder-hitting version of me at 147 pounds. Well, I think then Ray Robinson said, you know what? This guy's better than me. And I think he was better than him. Straight up, the best fighter pound for pound as far as the welterweights are ever concerned, Ray Charles Leonard, on the other side of the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I know that you want me, Lord, have mercy. I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The soul side of town, the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, Tower of Power. I think they've been rocking and rolling since 1968. Straight up the boys from Oakland, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, back in 1976, this kid from near Baltimore, Landover, Maryland, won the hearts of many people. Of course, I'm talking about that smile. Ray Charles Leonard, Sugar Ray Leonard, won the Olympic gold medal. Of course, then Howard Davis was the MVP of the team, the late Howard Davis. But I think Ray is the one that sort of garnered the most attention, no doubt about that. Then he turned pro in 1977, February, against a guy by the name of Louis Vega, beat him by a decision, won another six-round fight before he went on a roll. And the bottom line is he won a roll all the way up, of course, until the a fight with Wilfred Benitez for the WBC welterweight championship. He rolled through him for the most part and in the 15th round. Controversial stoppage, but the bottom line is he lost. There's no doubt about it. I'm talking about Wilfred Benitez. And, of course, Ray Leonard was the world 147-pound champion, bar none. I mean, no doubt about it. He was laying the groundwork for being the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Of course, then he had the fights with Roberto Duran. It sort of made him. Of course, the first fight made him into a man, no doubt about that. Broke him up. He lost. Of course, talk about the brawl in Montreal, June 20th, 1980. I mean, he got busted up really, really bad. I mean, if anybody else might have would have quit. I don't want to say that he pissed blood all that night, but he did. I mean, Duran was just beat the snot out of him, almost knocked him out in the second round. Just from that point forward, I remember what Mike Trainer, of course, the brains behind Sugar Ray Leonard, well, Mike Trainer told me at that point in time when Ray Leonard got rocked by Duran in that second round, he almost got knocked out. He said, good Lord. He goes, I lit up a cigarette and I said to myself, you know, I'm just hoping that he can make it through this round and we can get a rematch. Bottom line is, of course, it did happen. Of course, in the rematch, Duran said no mas, or he didn't want to continue, of course, in the eighth round. And then they would fight one more time when the opening of the Mirage Hotel in 1989, December 7th to be exact, outdoors. Robert, outdoors in Las Vegas, December 7th, 1989. It was like 39 degrees when these guys climbed into the ring. Okay, so there was like me and three other people in the arena. No, I'm just kidding. It was all the arena was filled. But the bottom line is, Ray Charles Leonard was setting up this fight, of course, with Tommy Ahrens, because of the first fight, people thought was a bit controversial. They fought in September of 1981. Of course, Ray Leonard won on a 14th round knockout. Well, that's the 14th round TKO. When my buddy Davey Pearl, the referee, the manager of Sonny Liston, when he said, I got to stop this, and he stopped it, of course. And Tommy Hearns didn't argue. There's no doubt about that. But they won a rematch. So the rematch was about to take place in June of 1989. And we're training in May of 1989, me and Ray Leonard in Florida.
Ray, 19 years boxing now, Olympic gold medalist, 5 world titles. What more is there for you to attain?
Well, P.A. Joe, for me, I just like to do what I want to do. You know, for me, boxing has been such an integral part of my life, opening doors, creating better avenues for me and other people. And as long as I still can do it, you know, I say, why not? I don't complain about getting up in the mornings to do world work. You've ran with me a number of times, and I enjoy the competition. This is a part of my life, and for as long as I can do it.
You're 33 years old, but because of your layoff and you were off for a couple of years, how old is Ray Leonard's body physically?
Well, you know, I never put an age on my body because I think once I do that, I limited myself to the duration of time I have left in the ring. I put no relevance to how old I am. I think it's just a matter of how I feel. I think it's a matter of what I exhibit in the ring and outside the ring. That pretty much equates my age.
The hunger is still there?
The hunger is always there. People fail to realize that I love to win. I love the challenge. I thrive on winning. I thrive on victory. And if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be in here working out as hard as I do. I wouldn't be taking my body through rigorous workouts, training, road work, dealing with the media, the scrutiny of exploitation. I wouldn't deal with that.
If little Ray or Bobo, you've got two boys now. Ray, little Ray is not little anymore. He wears your clothes, or you wear his.
Well, I wear his. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't wear his clothes anymore. I think he's a large. I'm still a medium.
Okay. What if little Ray or Bobo wanted a box? Would you approve of that?
You know, that's a very interesting question. If he really wanted to, but I also would make him realize the comparison would be too much. You're talking about peer pressure for young people. That's an enormous amount of pressure because of comparison to his old man. I wouldn't want to see that happen. And thank God, Little Ray has his own mind. He's more musically inclined. He loves athletics. He more so wants to play basketball and football.
What about Bobo? He's quite a character.
If anything, Bobo, Jarrell, I don't know. He's very precocious. I think he has the ambition and the talent to be a politician.
Ray, if either of them had a damaged retina and had it repaired, how would you feel about letting them box again?
You know, Pedro, that is too hypothetical to even say because, you know, being a parent, naturally you fear the risk factor. But I think in order for my son to be happy, he has to do what he wants to do. If it's productive, you know, people say, well, Ray, it's inexplicable that you returned to the ring. You suffered an injury, a very serious injury. But I think we must appreciate medical technology, the advancement, arthroscopic surgery. You have a lot of people, a lot of athletes that suffer the same injury, football, baseball, soccer, every type of physical contact sport. But because of who I am, because of the individualism of my particular sport, I am pretty much singled out.
You told me before that you're an amateur ophthalmologist.
I think I am, because from personal experience, personal evaluation, I think being a spokesman, I think I've been able to understand the anatomy of retinal surgery.
In your own words, you've created your own destiny. You've through free agency. How did that start?
Well, I've watched great fighters in the past without naming them. And I've always said, you know, what happens afterwards? Because I've always hated the term boy, although a lot of people don't mean it the way they say it, but I think it's the tone of voice that you use, or my fighter. And, you know, and my fighter is boxing terminology of saying, you know, I represent this young man. But sometimes I have problems saying, that's my fighter. You know, that's who I represent. And I never wanted to want to say, that's my fighter, because I'm no one fighter but my own.
Is Andrew Maynard your fighter?
Andrew Maynard is my client. He is my protege. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to stumble and say, my fighter. But I think it's what's from the heart that people are able to perceive what you really mean.
Okay, Maynard is an Olympic gold medalist. You've got another kid down here, a Canadian named Dan Sherry. He's looking pretty promising.
Well, Dan Sherry, you know, he's a young man that I also have high hopes. And there are people that say, well, these guys are just ordinary fighters. Well, with the exception of Andrew because of his Olympic exposure. But one thing about it, if anything, I prefer to have a young man that is self-motivated, that has self-discipline, that's productive, that's clean-cut, as opposed to having a guy that's world-beater. Because the guys that I have are very decent young men.
You've easily almost made $100 million in the ring. Where will it stop? You're taking it one fight at a time, am I right?
One fight at a time. You hit it right on the head. One fight at a time. People say, well, Ray don't know when to quit. His ego and his arrogance and this and that makes him continue. That's right. That's what makes me who I am. Because if you didn't have confidence in yourself, you can't make it in this world. Let it be business or athletics. You got to have some type of confidence.
Okay, let's talk about the rematch with the Hitman from Detroit, Thomas Hearns. We're about a week away now. How do you feel about this fight? This is the first time that you've fought in the guy again that you've already beaten.
I feel great. You know, I've been working on a variation of styles with variation of opponents and challengers. I hate calling them sparring partners sometimes, but the young men that I work with are fast, and I feel this way rather, that they are so tenacious in so many rounds that if I can contend with them, I can contend with anybody. I'm looking forward to a big fight with Tommy Hearns. I am prepared for whatever he should do. I've worked on balance, I've worked on peripheral vision, I've worked on counterpunching, I've worked on strong punches, body shots. You know, the other day, all body shots. One day I worked on defense, offense. I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, I watched it the other day. In case, when Hearns gets hurt, he has a habit of grabbing. I mean, like Hulk Hogan, headlocks, hammer locks, the works. I watched you physically push your sparring partners off. I mean, physically, you were rough.
Well, that would be the case, too, because I've watched him with James Kitchen, and the way he grabbed Kitchen, if anything, you know, Tommy Hearns held on for dear life. It was ugly, but it was survival. But I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, Tommy says that your shot, he says that you say that he's shot, he says that your shot. Is the biggest fight in the history of boxing a battle between two shot warriors?
I don't necessarily feel that I'm shot, and I don't particularly agree that Tommy's shot. I think Thomas has some problems in the past and in his previous performances, but total shot, no. He still wins. He's perseverance.
So how does Ray Leonard see the fight? June 12th, the bell's about to ring, Ray.
It depends on how Tommy approaches the fight. You know, speculations that he's going to try to outbox me, he can't do that. I don't care how much he rides a bicycle. As far as trying to knock me out with one punch, I've been hit by a light heavyweight, you know, so the punch is not a factor. If anything, if you had asked me this question 3.5 months ago and I wasn't training, then I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Tommy Hearns.
You told me to tell Tommy, I quoted you in Flash magazine, is knocking me out is not a reality.
It's not a reality. You know, Tommy Hearns, he's living this this world that he's still the Hitman. He should get away from that nickname. That nickname doesn't fit anymore.
The last couple of fights, he's resembled the Hurt Man.
Well, he's been more so on the receiving end of the pitcher now. So if anything, I'm going there to win. I don't care what happens, I'm going there to win.
Okay, Ray, let's talk about you. Who's your arch enemy, Roberto Duran? He's still around.
He's not my arch enemy. You know, he's not.
Ray, you haven't talked to Duran lately.
To be honest with you, I hate this. I can't say it on television. No, I don't mean. We have verbal confrontations and we say things about each other. I think that's the nature of the sport. But there is no direct animosity towards Duran. I respect Duran from what he's achieved in boxing because naturally he's contributed to the sport of boxing and he's brought more attention. If anything, if we should meet, the best man is going to win.
Did he cheat you out of your just desserts when he quit on you in the eighth round?
I don't think he cheated me out of anything. I don't know why people feel that way. If anything, he cheated himself
out
of being claimed the greatest.
Duran, Leonard, Nunn. I mean, there's a chance you're going to fight all these guys. First of all, let's talk about Michael Nunn. We had that confrontation that Pedro instigated in Las Vegas when we were out there on the floor, and I said, I said, you came off tonight. You were perceived on HBO as being fearful of Michael Nunn. Let's get the record straight. Are you scared of Michael Nunn?
When you asked me, Pedro, I was on the dance floor at Botany's. I was dancing. I didn't think about Michael Nunn. But if anything, I think Michael Nunn is really a great fighter and a great champ. He represents the championship very well. He's not a great fighter yet. That's too premature. Because just tell you how people feel. All of a sudden now, Michael Nunn was a guy that couldn't pack a punch, a guy that was a boring fighter. All of a sudden now, he knocks out Colin Bay. He the greatest thing since mom's apple pie. I mean, they should really stick to what they're saying. Before I became great, or if they consider me great, I had to beat Hearns, Duran, Hagler. I don't believe in greatness. There was only a few great fighters. There was Ollie, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis, and Rocky Marciano.
Okay. Any closing comments?
I can't wait to June 12th.
Good enough, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Okay. Sugar Ray Leonard.
The great Ray Charles Leonard in May of 1989, West Palm Beach, Florida. Of course, he got me up in the morning to run. Man, I'm telling you, that was the most embarrassing thing. I mean, I got myself in shape. I was telling Robert earlier, I was training for 3 months to go down there. I'm going to spend time with Sugar Ray Leonard in training camp. I'm going to get my ass in shape. I ain't embarrassing myself, right? Bottom line is, I trained like hell. I mean, I was in the best shape of my life and went down there. For 2.5 miles, I was kicking his ass run. I was pushing him really hard. Then the last half mile, he disappeared. He ran like a deer. The fastest guy I ever seen in my life. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Robert, let's take it to a break.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch.
care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You know, when we play taps on this show, it's because somebody's passed away. And Eric Silverstadt lost his mother this week. Of course, she lived a nice life. I mean, everybody lives a nice life, even if you lived 80-something years. But the bottom line is, when mom dies, it's like having a cut that will never, ever, ever stop bleeding. That's the best way I can describe it, Robert. It's like having somebody cut you with a knife on the side of your arm, and the cut never stops bleeding. I mean, losing your mother, that's just the way it is. So we wish Eric the very best, and of course, in his time of sorrow. But the bottom line, she was a class act, and she produced a good kid, and he's a hell of a writer. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios. Of course, we hope that come to you next week on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, provided things sort of start to get together around here as far as the technical issues are concerned, because the computer froze today six times. They don't need a new computer. Bottom line is, I'm tired of fighting, folks. The fight has been taken out of me. So whether or not we're here in a week from now, I don't know. But I wish you the very best of luck. And, of course, you can always follow me on Facebook. Look up Ring Talk on Facebook.com and Pedro Fernandez. Of course, you'll find me there. And anything I'm doing as far as Substack or where I'm going as far as the show's concerned, you'll know right there at Facebook.com. So straight up, Pedro Fernandez at Facebook.com. Outside of that, it's been a pretty good show. I stuttered and mumbled. This has been a little bit emotional. This has been a tough one to do. There's no doubt about it. But bottom line is, it has to be done. Sometimes you stand up for yourself or you continue to get walked on. And guess what? I'm not one of those guys you can walk on. You walk on me, tell me stuff for 31 months and then lie to me. Essentially, that's what they're doing. For 31 months, they told me they were going to do something around here. And for 31 months, it never got done. And every month that I asked, every couple of months I asked, they kept saying, next week, he's coming in a couple of weeks, this kind of stuff. 31 months, the guy never showed up. Obviously, the guy was never meant to be here. So they were bullspitting me. Spit with an H. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. 41 years of radio. I thank Robert in the other room. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.